Never far away from footy here at 11:16 SEN. Melbourne's home of sport, Melbourne's home of footy, and the footy season will be here before we know it. Big head-down, bum-up time for the players, though, with the pre-season back after the Christmas break and in full fettle. The Adelaide Crows are one of the teams who would have their head down and their bum-up. Josh Jenkins joins us from the Crows. G'day, Josh.
Hello, how are you?
Good. How is pre-season? Harder? Easier? Same?
They're all hard. It's unfair to previous fitness coaches and the like to compare, but they're all very difficult in them when you're in the present moment. So we're certainly doing the hard yards right now.
In terms of, you know, your body adjusting to each particular pre-season, does it get that little bit easier because your body is more hardened to that kind of rigours that come with the pre-season work?
I suppose so. I think potentially you start to, well, not potentially, you certainly build a fitness base, and I guess you never have to start from that low base each season. Once you've done five or six or seven, as I have done now, you start to build that tank, that AFL tank, to and you understand what it takes to get through a pre-season and get through a season, because that's what it's all about. It's all well and good to train really hard, but the reason we're doing that is so we can perform when the real stuff comes around.
Yeah, exactly right. High altitude heat training. What's the in vogue training this year? Anything different?
No, not really. I think those fads have almost gone by the wayside. I always get stuck into our sports science department. It's just whatever's written in the latest book that they all read, and everyone follows that. But it doesn't seem like too many clubs at all anymore are travelling overseas or doing those kinds of training trips. We're, I guess, lucky in a sense that it is very warm more often than not over here in Adelaide, so we just stick to our base here in Westlake and train quite hard here at Amy Stadium.
Well, we saw yesterday in Adelaide where they shortened the tour down under, the cycling race, because of the oppressive heat. Do your sports people and your science people and your medical people, I guess, have to be really careful with you blokes in those sort of conditions?
I dare say never have I been involved in a training where it's been cut short, but I think they certainly monitor each day when it's really warm. You know, yesterday was quite extreme. We were lucky that we dodged it, and we had some stuff inside in the morning and then most of the afternoon off. So I think the fitness staff and the trainers and that do a really good job just with the cold towels and the fans and those sorts of things. And players are pretty professional. They understand that what it takes and understand that the weather's going to be quite tough to deal with. So you prepare yourself accordingly, and we, more often than not, we get through unscathed.
Yeah, though we're all different. I mean, some of us handle the heat better than others. I mean, obviously you see that amongst some of your teammates.
Yeah, for sure. There's guys that, not to say, we've certainly had one or two guys along the journey that have really struggled with the heat and had to pull up or had to be eased out of training. But, you know, there hasn't been a time where, as a collective, we've been unable to train because it's been that hot. Generally, it's actually something that the fitness staff really enjoy putting us through.
Do you find the pre-season a grind?
Yeah, sometimes, yes and no. It is very monotonous because we're training for quite long periods, Monday, Wednesday, Friday out in the field, and then there are a lot of things you want to get through. We're lucky in a sense that we don't have a first-year coach this year. We've been through some coaches in the last 5 years, but we understand what Don's game plan is, and we haven't had to spend as long learning the game plan. Now we're just able to fine-tune it. So we think we're in a position now where we're not trying to get fitter, we're just trying to get better. So that's a good position to be in.
And the thing that takes away the grind from pre-season is getting the footy in your hands. How much footy have you had in this build-up?
A lot now. I think gone are the days where the footballs don't come out for a pre-season session. That's probably your... still happens at some country levels, but the footballs are out the first day of pre-season and they're in your hands more often than not. The more times you can get your hands on the sharing, the better. So we try and combine our work as much as we can.
Have you started the game simulation stuff?
We're just moving into that phase now. It's quite difficult. You know, we do have, 45 on the list, but the guys are at different stages of their development and coming off injuries and surgeries and things like that. So it's quite hard to have a full 18 on 18. We certainly will have a trial game at some point, but do a lot of 12 on 12, 14 on 14 and things like that.
So where have you started working on the deficiency areas that were identified at the end of last season to make you a side that plays in that last weekend in September or early October, however it falls?
Yeah, certainly. We identified that. The coaches do a power of work in the off-season to identify our weaknesses, and it's important not to get caught up in all those RFIs. You need to continue to build on your strengths, and we've got some really... we have an ability to play some really powerful football and score really highly. So we still work on that facet of the game, but we understand that we need to improve our work in and around the ball, win some more ball at the contest, and provide the forward line with some more opportunities. So that's been an area of emphasis thus far.
How the new blokes fitted in so far, Josh?
Yeah, really good. The club does, and probably credit to the young fellows themselves, they do a really good job of settling in. They're eased into the workload. It's near on impossible for a young 18-year-old to come straight into an AFL environment and do 100% of the work. So they're eased into it. The playing list and the coaching group do a really good job of making them feel comfortable. There's players, you know, young guys living with senior players. There's players that live, young guys living in with host families, and they settle in quite quickly. And the aim is, whilst we take a long-term view with a lot of them, the aim is to get a few of them in the senior side in their first season.
Are you mentoring any of the young blokes yourself?
I've just released myself of those duties. I had Rory Atkins under my roof for the last 2.5 years, so he's developed quite nicely, and he's a really good player for us. Played every game last year, so I'll take as much credit for that one as I can.
Right, and you seem relieved by the fact that mightn't be in your agenda for 2017.
Oh no, there comes a point where 27 at the moment, so got a girlfriend, so there's pressure on for weddings and all those kinds of things. So there comes a time where you've got to release yourself of youngsters in the household and focus on your own future.
Any announcements you want to make, Josh?
No, not quite as much as... Hopefully Hannah's not listening. She's she's eagerly awaiting a ring at the moment. So nothing at the moment, but in due course.
Hey, listen, tell us about your podcast.
Yeah, it's an NFL podcast that Tom Lynch and I do. We do it with two other really good friends of ours, both NFL football experts, and In the Huddle AU, it's called. We sit around at my place most weeks or every week and talk about what happened in the weekend gone of NFL, and it's really enjoyable, something that's a great escape for us from football. And, you know, we've been really surprised at how many people, you know, tune in and listen for 5 or 10 minutes. We've got it on iTunes, so it's available on iTunes for free, and you just subscribe and have a listen. So, yeah, it's been great. It's been great fun. It's been a real eye-opener for me. I'm interested in that space, in the media space, so been great fun this far.
In the Huddle AU, so Pittsburgh at New England, who do you like?
My head certainly says New England, but I really would like to see Pittsburgh get through, sneak through. We've seen enough of the Patriots.
I reckon deep down you'd be a huge Ben Roethlisberger fan.
I am a big, I do love Big Ben. I was lucky enough, actually, speaking of this matchup, Tom and I travelled all the way to Pittsburgh to watch Pittsburgh v New England in Pittsburgh in the off season, so we caught a glimpse of these two teams going head to head. So if the AFC Championship game's anything like that one, we're in for a cracker.
Beauty. And the Packers at Atlanta.
This is the one I'm absolutely devastated that it's on Monday morning, because we'll be at training. Ooh. and B would love to. We'll be trying my utmost, which is it's a difficult thing around a footy club, but I'll try and not hear the scores until I get home and watch it. But yeah, this is the one I'm looking forward to. It has the potential to be 50-48 with those two offences. I'm really happy to see either side get through, but I'm hoping and thinking Atlanta will do so.
And do you have February 6th blocked out? Have you spoken to the coach, Don, and the coaching staff, saying, don't muck around with our Super Bowl Monday morning?
It's been a six-year process, but this is the first year in my AFL career that I'll be up. We've got Monday off. We've been a lot of two, three-day breaks across the preseason, and just luckily the 6th of February falls on one of the days off. So it's amazing how it's worked out. I'm going to be in Melbourne. I'm going to get to Corey McKernan's Aussie Bowl. He's bringing out Marshall and Lynch, actually, for the Super Bowl. So Tom and I are getting along for that. So it's going to be a great day, and just thankful for the opportunity to watch the Super Bowl live.
All right, we'll have a look at your podcast. Have a listen to your podcast, In the Huddle AU. Hey, Josh, thanks for your time, mate. Good luck for the season. Good luck with the rest of the preseason, and enjoy the Super Bowl.
Will do, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Josh Jenkins joining us there from the Adelaide Crows.